Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show, The Science of Health and You. I want to thank everyone who's showing up tonight, and we want to thank those who are on the internet who are calling in or trying to chime in to tonight's show. It's going to be special again. Every time we have this show, it's always something special. So we ask that you take the time out to grab a pencil and a pad during this brief introduction and prepare to take some notes. We want to make sure that you understand the purposes of why we're here. This is a learning lab, and we're here to provide you with tools and resources that will make your health and you a better person, utilizing scientific understanding, scientific research, scientific concepts that bring to the table those things which are necessary for our development. I just want to kind of give a quick overview of last week's show. We had a remarkable opportunity last week to hear some information regarding mental health, and we're going to kind of continue that a little bit. More importantly, we want to continue it with questions and answers. The text I sent out to everyone, are we going to let our health be the demise of our culture identity? And it's a little bit deeper than that. It goes all the way back to mental health, and we're going to cover some avenues tonight that will kind of give you an understanding of what we're talking about. we're going to share with you some time-sensitive information. We are in a time that we have to look at as a time of urgency. We can't risk wasting time. And time is working against us as a community. Our culture has been damaged. Our political culture has been damaged. We've had social predators who are basically taking care of all of our identity, all of our economics, all of our political aspirations. We have been under the auspices of a system that is very unique, a system that, quite frankly, I don't think we understand, because if we understood it, we will have a sense of urgency in our lives. We'll be working hard to seek to find a better way of living, a better mindset, some things that are happening to us that we need to pay attention to, and how to address them. So our attitudes and our mindsets have truly been affected by something that's going on in society that has affected our ability to process information, think, reason, and so forth and so on. So tonight's show, we want you to prepare to get any questions you may have about your health, any questions that you may have about information pertaining to mental health and how your health and how what you take in affects that thinking process. We want you to self-reflect. We want you to take a deep, deep look into yourself. You know, COVID-19 came back in 2019 and 20, and I think it brought to everybody's awareness that we were sitting back in our homes looking at ourselves, trying to figure out what's going on. Our existence as a people is dependent upon what we give birth to, where our culture gives birth to our understanding. Our culture gives birth to who we are as a people. And why is it that we don't understand that this system called culture has been affected in the condition that we find ourselves in today, the condition that we find ourselves with our children? It has a lot to do with the cultural environment that has been exposed to our children. So if we don't do our jobs at home and we send our babies out into this world, which is it's a ugly situation. It's a misinformation, misguided concept that we just haven't overcome yet as a people. I don't care what your religious background is. I don't care what you say you believe in. Something's wrong in our community. It's a mental health problem. And we want to talk about that tonight. We want to talk about those things that affect our health, from music to businesses to school, to education, to politics, to economics, this whole concept. Let's take a good look at us, an ethnic group of people, the African-American community. I'm not going to ask you what's wrong with us. I'm going to ask you this question. You need to ask yourself this question when you're with your children, when you're sitting down. What happened to us? Something happened. And there are many different components on what happened that affects our thinking process today. And one of them is food. One of them is what we consume. Not only consume physically, but we consume mentally, what we consume politically. And we are under the auspices of someone else's culture. We have to say, enough is enough. What are we going to do to make sure that we don't become, I would say, mentally, I would say, culturally extinct? And I'm not saying we won't be here, but we will not be relevant. We'll be reading about ourselves in books and magazines and museums because we didn't take the time out to understand that time is urgent. We're not here but for a short period of time, a very fleeting moment. You know, we only here for a minute. You know, so the thing about it is, how do we sustain ourselves? We always talk about leaving generational wealth, generational this, but yet we have not taken care of the key element to make sure that transpires and it takes place in our lives. And it's a thinking process here. There's something wrong with our ability to think and process information. So tonight, let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and proceed. We're going to bring things to a logical conclusion tonight. We're going to talk about what's wrong. We're going to talk about those things and why our mental disposition is the way it is. We're going to talk about the food that we eat. We're going to talk about the drinks that we take in, the air that we breathe, our brain essentials, our body essentials, our cell essentials comes from your cells. But for some reason, we don't understand that blueprint. some reason we don't know what's taking place in our lives, we talk about generational this. But have we ever looked at the word generation? And the word generation, the 4-3 letters, a gene. The four first three letters are genes. So we got to begin to understand we're going to have a language change. We're going to have to do something a little bit different. This is a time-conscious situation. We want you to be understand this sense of urgency that I'm talking about tonight. We're going to have to develop some tools to propagate our culture identity. We're going to have to find a way to realign our thinking process. We've had to find a way to look at ourselves in a completely different way, or we will be eliminated as a species per se, culturally, and that's important. If you look at the Japanese, what do? They have Japanese culture. We look at the Germans have German culture. Every other ethnic group on the planet does one thing, self-preservation, the first law of nature. Are we preserving ourselves by participating in a world where we can see ourselves 10, 15, 20 years from now? Do we know anything about the sub-replacement fertility rate? Does it mean anything to you? But it means a lot to people who are overseeing what we do and how we do it. We have to understand that every single culture always has longevity by making sure their culture stays intact. We as African-American people have not done that. It's a reason why. It's a mental disposition. And we're going to talk about some of those things that affect our mental disposition. They're so important. It's almost like we're going to do a syllabus tonight, an outline, a structure to understand self, how to come up with some social responsibility concepts. What strategies are we going to use to make sure and ensure that we're going to be around for a while? Because I tell you, at the rate we're going, in 20 years, we'll be in the museums. You can say, well, Rasheed, what do you mean by that? If you don't sustain your culture, you won't be here. Just take a look at the Incas. Take a look at the Aztecs. Take a look at the Aborigines here in this country. Where are they? We're reading about them in books. And we think we got all the time in the world to make sure that we sustain ourselves. So what is our thinking process like? Do we understand what self-knowledge is? It comes through our families, comes through our culture, comes through our education, our information institution. How are we being shaped and formed when it comes to understanding ourselves? And when we say understanding self, I always say this one thing. Take the F off and get down with it, understanding yourselves, because that's what you are. Change has to take place in our thinking. What is affecting us as a human life? Do we understand what self-acceptance is, self-help is, self-discovery is? If we don't change ourselves, we cannot change the world in which we live in. So we want to talk about a few things that when I say we're going to be extinct, don't get me wrong, physically, we may be around. But the rate we're going with abortions in our communities, the rate we're going with crime, black-on-black crime in our communities, at the rate we're going with drugs, prisons, what do you call it, homosexuality or different orientations, a new word, you got to be careful these days of what you say. Well, you name me one group of people. We took all the people who have a sexual orientation, they want to be LGBTQ or whatever you want to be, put them in a state by themselves. Don't bother them and watch them come extinct because they can't reproduce anything. So this scheme of sexuality, or what we call sexual orientation, is part of the scheme to eliminate the culture identity of who we are. So we have to make sure that's included into the analysis. Interracial marriage. I'm not saying you can't marry somebody else, but if you want to preserve yourself, you got to marry somebody who look like you. So that mixture of interracial marriages has a lot to do with whether we'll be around or not. That social integration that they say it was good for us, it's not good for us, it has not been good for us. Our health, AIDS and cancer, high blood pressure, and all the different diseases we are now having, it is eliminating African Americans at an alarming rate. Police brutality. Yeah, they're killing us, but they don't kill us as much as we kill ourselves. So this whole social existence that I'm talking about tonight, this understanding that we have forsaken who we are and what we are, but what we forgot is this, to be scientists. How do we maintain our existence? We act like it's going to be okay. In 20 years, if we continue doing the same things I just read off, continue having our ladies go in to get abortions, continue killing each other in our communities, continue this rampant drug rampage that we're on right now, sending our young men and women to prison, homosexuality, interracial marriage, police brutality, you know, the health care initiatives, and the fact that we don't understand what's taking place. But right in our faces, they're telling us right now that we are eliminating you right before your eyes. Look at the commercials that come on TV today. They play black music and put a mixture of a man who's black and a woman who's white, or a woman who's black and a man who's white, and they put it right in our face. What are they telling you? We're eliminating you. We don't have to bother. We don't have to argue with you no more. They don't argue with us anymore. They let us do what we want to do. Why? Because we're killing our own selves off, because we don't understand the sub-replacement fertility rate. We want to talk about that. Don't let me just say these things to you. Don't question me. Don't let me just say these things and you just, whatever it is. You better be careful, because your life is at stake. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, the state of affairs, the state of the mind of the African-American community. And I'm going to say this one thing real quick about the sub-replacement fertility rate so you can know what we're talking about. We heard it last week when our brother was talking to us about the mindset and the self-preservation that has to be taken into consideration. It is the first law of nature. It is the first law of nature, preserving yourselves. How do we do that? We have to have a culture identity. We have to make sure and ensure that our children are educated about our history. I'm going to say this one piece, and we'll get into the movie. Sub-replacement fertility rate. Look it up. Go to Google. Look it up. It says that if a people don't produce 2.15 children in their life and raise them to the age of 15, then you won't be around maybe a generation or two. The African-American community used to be 2.77. Now we're down to 1.88. Meaning that for every woman who don't replace two children and raise them to the age of 15, your culture, your ethnic being, you as a group of people will be eliminated off the planet. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going to be scientific with you guys. You know, I do little research. I've taken all these particular factors, how many people who died, how many abortions we have, how many people got on drugs, prison, so forth and so on, and put the 15 as a factor in there when you're doing the factoring. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about 15, 20 years of existence as an ethnic group in this country. We will be people will be reading about us in books, reading about us in museums. You can say, oh, but you know what you're talking about. The math doesn't lie. People do. So with that, I want you to raise your hand right now. Press 1 on your phone. Those of you who are on the Internet who can't get on because of your service provider is not allowing you to get on without a charge, I need you to call or text my phone number, 650-669-0458. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. I want you to text your question in, anything that you need understanding on. And we always know that our program is designed to talk about the study of the human cell, the study of the living cell. That is with the School of Symptometry. We have our brother who comes on, who is a professor. Oh, I say he's in a doctoral program at the American School of Symptometry. He's a health coach. And he's been sharing with us things and information that has to do with one thing, your brain essentials. Are we listening? Are we hearing the words that's coming out of his mouth? I'll wait, because our lives are in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen. Our children are in jeopardy. We have some serious thought processes that have to take place. We have to begin to understand that we are no longer in a position to play around. We are no longer in a position to waste time. And the word time is I and me. What we have to achieve as a people is an awesome, monumental job. And we have to understand we have been stripped completely and totally. But guess what? Even though we've been here for 400 years, guess what? We're still here. We're still functioning. We're still in positions of of power. We rank high in sports. We rank high in everything, but we don't rank high in ourselves. We're all separated for some reason. So the who, what, why, when, and where. This is what we want to talk about today. We got to mess this up. You know, we have to be able to compete. We have to be able to function as human beings. So please press one on your phone. Take some notes. I know I said a lot to open this up, but that's okay. That's okay that I said a lot. Hopefully I'm able to trigger something in you to make you pick up the telephone and be concerned about the well-being of yourself. We have to devise a system by which we can function. And Mark Shahid gave me the definition of a word system. All of us in some form of system, political, economical, educational, social, it's always a system. What is our system to sustain ourselves? In the word system, he gave me some acronyms. Save yourself significant time and energy and money. And in that terminology, in that definition, is how we have to find ourselves and devise something that makes us function in a way that we have a future in this country. Words are containers of ideas. We're going to have to change our language. We're going to have to change the manner in which we talk to our children. We're going to have to change the manner in which we call ourselves. I talk to ourselves. I think Shahid Abdullah said last week, quit using the word black. Ain't no black land nowhere. Quit using the word white. Ain't no white land nowhere. Every time we use the word black, we put ourselves down because we think white is better. Every time we refer to the white man as white, guess what? You just put yourself down because now he's white and you black. We got to change the language. We're human beings. Has your being here made a difference? Has your being here made a difference, human? So with that, I want to be quiet. I think I took about 4 minutes longer than I wanted to take. But we want to bring on our guest for the night show, Instructor Abdul Shahid from Alabama. I'm all in Chicago. I got you in Alabama, man. You know, I got things that's going on in LA. I'm sorry.
Right. I was born there.
You from Atlanta, Georgia.
Tuskegee, Alabama.
Okay. So I want to start off the show tonight, Brother Shahid, with this. Just talking about the mental condition that we find ourselves in and the thinking position that we're looking at ourselves in the circumstances that we find ourselves currently. It's shameful. And, you know, we're not here to talk about anybody. We're here to educate you. This show is designed not to give you any medical advice. It's designed to provide you with tools and resources that are necessary for us to function. And we got to understand whoever controls the media controls the mind. So we have a medium right here that we can help you with, that can help your mind get to a point where you need to get to. And so we want you to kick your shoes off, take your time, pick up the telephone and call a friend or brother. Do a three-way call. Make sure that somebody else is on the line other than you, to make sure that you get this pertinent information about the condition and the state of affairs of the African-American community. Abdul Shaheen, the mic is yours.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashid. You have done an excellent job. You set the stage for me to go almost in any direction, in all kinds of directions I can go into.
Hey, I'm hot tonight, man. I'm telling you. I just have this grave concern, Brother Abdul, on the state of our condition, man. And I walk outside today and I saw all these young girls walking around overweight and everybody on canes and people in the – I mean, it's like, wait a minute. What's wrong? Or what happened, shall I say? That's what we always want to talk about. What happened to us? So let's stick with this mental health piece a little bit. We started last week with it. And just give us an overview of what you think on what I just said tonight about the condition, the situation, the circumstances, why we are on drugs, why we are sick with all these different diseases, why we're committing crimes. And we talked about this before. We talked about it over the air. And you shared with us why some of the things were happening, how we are raising our kids, children the wrong way, the foods that we're eating. And what happens when we do all that, you've already told us that the mental health condition, how it takes place. Let's just take the time out to be real specific tonight. Just hone in on this mental health condition, man, this thing. I just realized that African-American community commits more abortions in this country every year than the crimes and the deaths that take place. We are just leaving here We're just losing our self-identity. Our culture is out the door. Everybody wants to be the executive director of something, but don't want no one wants to come together and put the U.S. back in trust. You know, we got to put the U.S. back in trust. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Shaheed.
You know, we first like to start off again to remind people about the definition of health. And you mentioned health on so many different levels. So many different levels. Everything has to be healthy in order for the human being to benefit from it. Health is normalcy. Right now, we experience a lot of abnormalcy. And so the definition of health from the symptometrist perspective is that health is defined as a reward. Where is this reward coming from? It's coming from our cells. Why? Because they know how to do everything. They know how to make everything to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy. This is the problem. People don't understand this. And we've been coming on this program now for almost a year, about a year. And people still miss the connection between our health and our cells, removing the concretion from them and removing blood impurities. Reducing them every single time we have a chance to do it. So health is a reward that comes from the cells to the person who align their mind with what the cells need. This is the starting point. It is the cell that produced us. So this is what we have to go back to. If we can produce neurochemical, neurotransmitter neurons, all these different brain is central, body is central, and cell is central, we can deal with any situation much better. Brother Rashid, we were built and created to live on this planet under all kind of crazy conditions, believe it or not. We were built for these things. We were built for life at the bottom of the troposphere. But what has happened over the past 10,000 years, cell neglect due to ignorance, misinformation, disinformation, and misguidance with all kind of bogus theories. See, we've been given a bunch of bogus theories that do not work. Questionable diets. And we've tried everything. We're the people that try everything. And we have not only a questionable diet, we have a questionable belief system that goes against our own tendency, our own natural intuition. We have a belief system that goes against us. Man is God in another image, in another color. These things, Brother Rashid. So we have crazy belief system that make mankind head in the wrong direction, thereby missing the total truth about cellular health. We don't even understand what normalcy is. What is normalcy? That is one of the natural laws. Whatever's abnormal must be put back to normalcy. But rather than put it back to normalcy, people come up with new normals. We didn't create no normalcy. The Almighty Source Creator created the normalcy. And this is what health is all about. We must take care of ourselves so they will continue to keep us within the parameter of normalcy. Now, what's an abnormality? This is what produces diseases. Things are getting away from normalcy. So a disease is an abnormality in the organ, in the tissue, in the lymphatic system, in the blood, in the cells. And it's our responsibility to put things back to normalcy. That is one of the natural laws. If you don't, there's a price to pay. And oftentimes we pay it with our life. So that's seven fronts of health. And mental health is one of them. In order to be optimally healthy, you have to be healthy mentally and emotionally. And there's many reasons why a person will not be mentally healthy. When neurons are being blocked from being produced, it is neurons that runs the brain and the body, Brother Rashid. They run the brain and the body. You must have good cholesterol, HDL, in order to produce neurons by the billion. We need iron, ferrium, in order to produce neurons by the billion. like a supernova out in space somewhere. This is how we have to produce neurons every single day. Because they live in a flash and they're gone, on around for a split second or less, and they're gone. This is how we receive and send information. This is how our cells use and send and receive information from all over the place, vibration, use energy. If these things are blocked because of what we are eating, because of what we are thinking, we won't be able to produce the neurotransmitter. We won't be able to produce neurochemicals. We won't be able to produce the neurons in order to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy.
Yeah, let's do this. Now, we at the mental part. We're going to go through each one if we possibly can tonight. Now, some of the things that I talked about, our inability to think and process information, so like crime, mm-hmm. drugs, you know, health care and things of that nature. You know, like you said, what I said today really covered a lot of error, but it was all about health. It really was.
Yeah.
As far as mental health is concerned, what kind of expound on that just a little bit, because when you say neurons to people, when you say, you know, the average person don't know. I know it's our job to go do the research, don't get me wrong, but just break down just a little bit on if we don't produce those things, what happens to our mental disposition? And we can tie that right into crime. We can tie that right into health. We can tie that right into our decision-making and so forth and so on. If you kind of just share with us a little bit on the mental health aspect, if we don't do what's necessary in one of the seven fronts of health, which is mental health right now. We want to really focus in on that, if you can break that down for me.
Yes, because here's the thing. All those things you just mentioned would be the symptom of what the person would be sharing. That's what you would see the person doing. If they're not able to produce these neurons and neurotransmitter, neurochemical. Because that's what we are, Brother Rashid. The human being the most important part of the human being is the unseen, the invisible. That's the energy. We are a column of energy.
Yes, sir.
That's how we think. It's energy.
Right.
We think with energy. That's where ideas come from. Energy. We are energy, Brother Rashid. The human being has two components. One you can see, the flesh and the blood and the bones, the hair and all that. That's not the human. That's his body. His capsule. He's housed in it. It is the energy. This is why we have to study physics first at the American School of Cinematometry. It is physics, the system that governed the creation. And we're part of it, and it also governs us. So the neurons are specialized nerve cells, nerves. We have three nervous systems. This is the foundation of the human being. This is the mother's responsibility to set the foundation for her child. That is to produce the three nervous systems, the central nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, the peripheral nervous system. That is the foundation. Why is this the foundation, Brother Rashid? Because it is intelligent, that is our defense mechanism. We're not the strongest in the creation here. The dinosaur was the strongest, but they're not even around today. Because it's not the survival of the strongest, it's the survival of the smartest. Think about it.
Intelligence.
It's intelligent. This is why the human being is at the top of the crown of the creation. This is our special gift, but we're not using it. Why are we not using it? Because it takes more than a person walking around with two arms and two legs and walking upright to be human. It is neurons, specialized nerve cells that runs our body. And when you cannot produce them, Brother Rashid, and then the ones that you have left are calcified because of what you're eating, you consume saturated fat, and those very neurons become calcified. And each and every day you're losing them. And as you age, you're losing them because no one has taught you or teaching you how to produce more of them. These are the cells that connects everything. They send messages. They receive messages. And there's a neurotransmitter in the synapse of the nerve cell. If that neurotransmitter is not there, nothing is going to happen. There's no message you're going to receive, and you're not going to be able to send one to your brain. Nerves are everywhere in the person. They're all along our spinal cord, and they go everywhere. And that's where the neurons are. In the cerebrospinal fluid, sending and receiving messages 24/7, even while you're asleep. We have the cerebellum and the cerebrum. But we don't know anything about health, Brother Rashid. The microbes are feeding on us because we have growth factor in our brain. They're feeding on us. Things you cannot even see. Streptococcus. And there are four different species of them. We have fungus and bacteria, AXA. Sometimes they call it FB AXA. And our matrix is built on it. This is the thing that would deteriorate our matrix if we do not become smarter about health. We'll be eaten alive from the inside out, Brother Rashid. This is what happens if we don't keep the balance. Our own body will produce growth factor to feed these things.
Still now,
and they use our bloodstream as a mode of transportation to go everywhere. This is part of the problem. Now, people are not aware of this.
Yes, sir. So basically on my second portion, on the second part of some of the things I was talking about, you just told me crime. You just showed me how to solve the crime problem.
Yes.
You know, when you think, about
brain. And nurse the brain.
People making decisions. Bad decisions are being made because of what you just explained to us. Our nervous system and everything is out of balance. So now we've addressed crime. And basically, if you address the crime, you address the whole prison system. You know, we can take symptometry and use the tools and the resources and the education that you're providing us with right now to solve social issues right now.
Absolutely. Right now, we can solve every crime problem. Crime is a mental disorder.
I'm with you. I'm willing you lay it on
the brain is out of order, Brother Rashid. How can a person not commit crime? Now, we have a system that takes advantage of people and lock them up, and we are the one that have the target on our backs. The target is on our back. We already have the booger trap laid for us, Brother Rashid. This place, this earth, is a booger trap to teach us. And unfortunately, many of us are hard to learn. We can't produce neurotransmitter neurons.
Well, there it is. You know,
that is right there. But we keep making the same mistakes, Brother Rashid, and these things are laid out in front of us. You can explain the trap to somebody, and they still fall right in it.
Right.
We're explaining the trap to our young people, to our children and grandchildren. Here's the trap. Don't go that way. Don't do this. Don't ride around with drugs in your car. Don't have a weapon on you. Don't think you're going to get away with it, that you somehow is the smartest one, so it won't happen to you. No. We live in a system to exploit people for money. That is the foundation of America.
And we go with that
take
system again. Oh, yeah, that,
yeah,
that
there's
that
a system involved here.
Now I understand
systemic.
It now. Yeah. So
it doesn't have to happen to us. It will happen to somebody else if we become smarter.
Okay. So that, now we stand with the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's talk about the drugs. Let's talk about the drugs we take. Not so much the heroin, not so much the marijuana. The drugs that we take in this billion-dollar, almost trillion-dollar industry from the pharmaceutical company. Let's talk about how that affects the mental condition of our people and how all that ties right into all the times right into your inability to think and process information. So now you go get an abortion because you think he can't make it because you got the misinterpretation of everything. Let's talk about drugs, man. Not only just the drugs we take, the drugs and the food. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the thing, Brother Rashid. Here's how the human body operates. They're mineral salts. And they're good mineral salts, and they're bad mineral salts. Here are some good mineral salts. Then we're going to name some bad mineral salts. And then we're going to make the connection between the mineral salts and drugs. And what happened to the person?
Okay.
What happened to their mind? What happened to their brain?
Yeah, we're going to get down with it tonight. We're going to bring it all the way down. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, our blood is salty. Our phlegm is salty. Our tears are salty. Our mucus is salty. Our sweat is salty. Salt is a reactor, Brother Rashid. It reacts with every nutrient. That's what produces debris. If you don't remove debris, it becomes inflammatory debris. Most people do not know this. They don't understand this. So we have to have special salts. All salt is not the same. All salt is not the same. Here's some example of good mineral salt. Our body has to produce these things based on what we're eating and drinking. Our body and cells can produce everything, Brother Rashid, to keep us healthy. We have copper salt. No mineral salt bind and protect our neuropeptide to produce neurotransmitter and brain material. You must have neuropeptide. Where do they come from? Digested protein. Eating flesh food, not plant food. Okay, that will have an impact on your mental health. Eating raw plants. But I took a sidetrack. But no mineral salt bind and protect our neuropeptides and brain essential better than copper salt. How many average person know this? They don't know this information.
That's why we're here.
Number two, zinc salt. These are the good mineral salt, Brother Rashid.
Okay.
Number three, barium salt, neuronic salt, iron salt, silver salt, selenium salt, silicon salt, sodium salt, tin salt. This is why tin is in the toothpaste, in the form of stannous fluoride. Do not consume sodium fluoride. Use toothpaste with stannous fluoride. That's what builds strong bones and teeth. The mineral salt not only is a reactor, but it's a preserver. Brother Rashid, listen to this.
Yes.
It not only preserves the integrity of our body, it also preserves the integrity of our thought.
Uh-oh. How are we talking about?
So they do not flee from us.
Come on with it.
Man.
Come on with it.
It is absolutely amazing.
We're talking about
absolutely amazing.
Yes, sir. Let me do this real quick.
Now, here's some. Say again.
Let me make the announcement. You're welcome to those who come just to come on board. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health and you. This is Rashid Talam, your host and engineer. And Brother Shahid Abdullah. I'm going to call you somebody. Rashid
Abdul-Shahid.
I know.
I need to shorten it, Brother Rashid.
I know. I know. I'm so sorry. I got so much stuff on my mind
fine.
Today because we've had this great understanding of what's been taking place. So we're talking about the science of health to you. We talk about the human mind and the conditions that we find ourselves in. And we're breaking down why the mind, how it affects all the different things when it comes to what's happening in our communities, what's happening in our lives and our families and so forth and so on. So we're now at the salt. So go ahead and finish, but I'm sorry. I just had to make that announcement.
Yes, sir. Here's the thing. Since we live in the troposphere, there must be a polarity to balance every cellular activity. There must be also be bad mineral salt to ruin the DNA. This is what ruins the DNA. and to give us an additional opportunity to use our creativity to solve the DNA problem. Examples of bad mineral salt that ruins DNA. If the DNA is ruined, Brother Rashid, it's over. The gene would never release the blueprint to it to produce body essential, brain essential, and cell essential to keep the person on a paradigm of normalcy, which is intelligent. Intelligent is normalcy. To be stupid and dumb is abnormalcy for a human. But if you can't produce these things we're talking about, then that's where you end up.
Ignorance will exist.
Absolutely. And here are the bad mineral salts. Then we're going to make the connection between them and drugs, pharmaceutical ones, the legal ones, and why people are so messed up. Aluminum salt, number one at the top of the list. And listen to this. All pharmaceutical salt, Brother Rashid, all pharmaceutical salts, hydrochloride, sodium, potassium, malleated, chloride, phosphate, diphosphate, sulfate, acetate, the isotope of sodium, potassium, chloride, hydrochloride, phosphate, sulfate, acetates have been manipulated to lose their natural property. Number three, cyanide salt that is used in coal mining. Lead salt, nickel salt, and most of these things we find in the food we're eating. Radium salt, acetin salt. This is a halogen. Halogen is a whole other series of salt that are found in all drugs. And when an insect bites you, that's what he compromised your DNA with, halogens. Lithium salt, mercury salt, rodent salt, plutonium salt, uranium salt. Those are the bad salt. And we're getting many of these from pharmaceutical drugs, I'm sorry to say. Then we have to deal with the trauma, Brother Rashid, the trauma that our people have experienced and never gotten over called slavery. They passed those trauma on to us. And what we see a lot happening is the effects of slavery that have been passed through our genes. Because the genes record everything about the human being. Our foreparents, the genes record everything. And our genes are not our own. They came from our ancestors. They've been passed on to us. So we have those things in us. And we receive no help, no remedy. Nothing. 400 years of torture, abuses. And here's what trauma do to people. All kind of situation, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
It put bad vibration on the human tissue. Bad vibration.
Wow.
That cannot be measured by electromagnetic machines that's used by a physician. Can't measure them. But per correlation diagnosis with scintigraphy, we know how to figure out all of these things. A human being, like I said earlier, is a column of energy. And it's the mineral salt that maintain the shape and the form of every tissue in our body, every membrane, every organ, every gland in this column of energy. Now you add trauma to it. In a column of energy, strong vibration will unravel the bonds that hold the mineral salt together. This maintains the integrity of the human body. Good mineral salts. But unraveling these bonds, mineral salt, they are in the membrane, the sinuses, the Krebs, the muscle fiber, the nerve fiber, capillary fiber, lymphatic fiber, organs and tissue, etc., will be depleted. Literally, the person will be falling apart. Mentally,
wow,
as well. Thought is abstract, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. You said mentally
is abstract. Yes, mental is abstract. It's invisible. It's intangible. It's abstract. but it is very dense in volume. It is because there are so many mineral salts left to bind that a person's ideal will be scattered all over the place.
All right.
Who's going to put them together?
Oh, we're bringing it home.
A person's thoughts are scattered will not be able to pay attention or concentrate or even listen to another person. They won't be able to read and understand what they're reading. Hence the connection between trauma and the lack of focus, and the connection between trauma and anxiety.
So now we just solved this ADHD problem. Okay, here's go.
Cognitive intelligence, ionize the brain.
Yes, sir.
And produce the neurotransmitter. And matter of fact, Brother Rashid, here's the deal, right? Listen to this. No parent knows what their child will become, but helping a child to produce neurons every day is the most efficient manner to make the child an intelligent, proactive, smart, and future law-abiding citizen. You know who made that quote?
Who is that?
Dr. Maxwell Norton, the founder of American School of Symptometry, and the founder of the systematic science called symptometry.
Well,
absolutely incredible.
That's all I know. I know he's on
absolutely
point.
Absolutely incredible.
You're magnifying the message, brother. That's what we're talking about. We're magnifying the message. The message here is that we don't want to mess for our age, you know, and our ages, and from throughout the annals of time. So we can have a real mess by the message that we receive. Can you imagine the messages that we have been receiving the last 300-400 years in this country, not knowing what you're talking about right now? We wonder
absolutely
why our children are in prison. We wonder why our children are making bad decisions. We wonder why crime and abortion is taking place. We wonder why we have this sexual orientation, which I want you to talk about next. That's the next on my list. We got the abortion, crime, drug, prison. Now we're talking about that. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about it. I remember when I was at Job Corps and I was teaching this class, So You Think I'm Gay. And when I finished, a little sister walked up to me and said, Mr. Rashid, based on what you said, I'm not gay. But I didn't know what to say because I didn't have any more information other than what I knew. So I want you to cover this real simplistic. I'm not talking about nobody. Whatever decision you make is your decision. But let's talk about the basic construct of why you think you born as a man and you want to be a woman. Why you think you born as a woman and you want to act like a man. Talk about that for me, bro. Let's talk about this mental condition. Cause that's what
Brother Rashid, there are no mysteries under the sun. You might not know, I might not know, but there's no mystery. Homosexuality, people say they were born that way, and they're kind of right. They're absolutely right. They were born that way. Homosexuality is a chromosomal crossover. What do we mean by chromosomal crossover? It means that the mother did not have a full reservoir of HDL.
Wow.
So she was carrying the baby. When she was carrying the baby, the male child, since she didn't have a full reservoir of HDL, and all hormones are built with HDL, good cholesterol, she didn't have a full reservoir, didn't have enough. So the male child, who have the XY chromosome, did not have sufficient testosterone to keep testosterone and estrogen in balance. They must be kept in balance. In the XY chromosome, the male must have more testosterone than estrogen. But if the mother do not have a full reservoir of HDL, there will be an imbalance, and that child will have more estrogen than testosterone. Those are the female tendencies. So he will be born with those tendencies. Understood?
Yeah, I'm with you now. I'm following you all the way. I hope I'll
okay
be yours.
Now, in the case of the XX chromosome, a female, the opposite happens. Since her mother, who was carrying her, then I have a full reservoir of HDL. That was a hormonal imbalance. She produced more testosterone than estrogen, giving her penises for a male. Now, that doesn't sound reasonable as to what happened.
It takes it all the way back home.
It takes all the misery and the foolishness out of it.
Yeah. Thus the importance of why we have to understand. Yeah.
And here's the other side of this. Even though all these things did not take place in the mother's womb, symptomatologists are expert at correcting these things.
Mm.
Correcting the crossover. So you can clear up the tendency. So it's up to the person what they want to be, what they want to become. This doesn't have to just be like this. There's something that can be done about it. You can balance out the hormones. But this is how the person is born. So they are correct. They're born that way because of chromosomal crossover. It is the chromosome. And those hormones were not in balance. It takes a full reservoir of HDL if the mother's pregnant. She should not have a bad cholesterol problem, LDL. She does not have a cholesterol problem, period. Because all of her hormones are built, are made with good cholesterol, HDL.
Talk to us. Talk to me about cholesterol. Let's get down to the HDL.
Yeah, if you cook with the wrong oil, or if you eat eggs, you eat nuts and seeds, you eat saturated fat, you eat pork. Pork is nothing but saturated fat. Our cells requires unsaturated fat and requires that we cook with polyunsaturated oils, like a canola oil, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
Like a canola oil. This is it. And people argue about you with canola oil. They have done no research. They haven't done any study. I've been studying for almost 10 years, Brother Rashid, symptometry.
Right.
And I'm not a pushover student. I study. I'm not bragging, but I study.
Yeah, so when we started the program talking about mental health, and I said it had to do with consumption. So what you're doing right now before the baby even gets here, you're telling us that individual with bad habits will produce a child in these particular states that we talk about. We talk about crime. We talk about
absolutely.
We talk about
we're producing the criminals, Brother Rashid. We're producing them.
That's what I want to hear you say. Go ahead.
Okay,
go
let me share something else with you since you talk about the consumption. There are three ways only. Listen to me carefully, people. There are three ways only to get a disease. Only. You don't have to know everything. Three ways. Number one is consumption.
Okay.
95% of the time, 90% of the time, it's through consumption. What you're consuming. Think about it. What you're consuming. So if that's what caused you to get a disease through consuming, then you can prevent this disease for the same reason. Consumption. Prevention. You can prevent most diseases through consumption, through what you're consuming. I mean, it's not difficult to understand, Brother Rashid. It's just a slight paradigm shift in the brain, in the mind, for the person to understand. So preventing diseases through consumption means we need to be knowledgeable of the item we consume. We eat anything, and we didn't even read the label. What's in it? Didn't even try to think about breaking anything down. Understanding the constituent, the component of the food we eat, and the beverage we drink is vital to disease prevention. Thereby, we must be able to deconstruct the food and the beverage before we put it in our mouth. After we have consumed it, Brother Rashid, it's too late. Once you consume it, it's too late. Now, what's the other way? Number two is exposure. We expose ourselves to all kinds of things. As you mentioned, that exposure comes in many different forms.
Yes.
We expose ourselves to bad, crazy music that makes no sense. And people say, I love it, I love it, I love it. It's exposure. Bad vibration. Every sound is reduced to vibration, Brother Rashid. That's how we hear it. There are strong vibration. There are soft vibration. There are heavy vibration. There are low vibration. It is soft vibration, just for your information, that kills microbes inside of us. It is strong vibration that upset them, cause them to go through a feeding frenzy. And who are they feeding on, Brother Rashid?
Right.
The person.
That's it.
Feeding on their brain, their liver, their collagenic fiber, doesn't make any difference, wherever your growth factor at. And that's what we're doing now in Syntomedy. We're studying these microbes, the fungus, the bacteria, the viruses. We're studying them, what they do in the human body, the enzyme that they produce. They produce enzymes that are toxic to perforate every cell of our body and take over.
Yeah, that's exposed.
They sit high on our matrix, Brother Rashid. They sit high on our matrix, perched there, watching and waiting for us to make a mistake. And then when you are the most vulnerable, they will team up and take your life. They are the angel of death. And I'm telling you what I know.
Some of microbes, right?
Fungus and bacteria, the two angels of death.
Fungus and bacteria.
They're part of our matrix. They are called the FB axis, and our matrix sits on it. Eventually, they are the one that will take our life. Now, you can make it spooky
fungus.
All you want. You can make it spooky.
Fungus and what?
Bacteria. Mainly
bacteria.
Streptococcus.
That's like a microbe,
them.
Right? That's like
a microbe. And the reason why we call it a microbe, because we cannot see it with our natural eyes. Must have an electron microscope to see these things. You have a lab with a microscope in it, you can see what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
And it's the
now,
fungus that's the most destructive. It kills bacteria. There's no competition.
Let's go back to this music again, brother, you know, because
exposure.
We live in a world right now of just nothing but music, 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 music. Now, you said something that just struck my attention, and I'm going to have to go study this.
Exactly.
Music,
do your research.
Soft sound, soft vibrations kill off the microbes and the bacteria in your body, but heavy vibrations upset the microbes, and they go crazy on our inside.
Exactly. That's what I just said. See, there are particulates that produce soft vibration that will destroy them.
Yes.
See, vibration is a form of energy. And everything
okay.
reduces the energy, Brother Rashid. This is what's happening here.
Right.
We have become smarter and wiser. We have begun to become students of the universe.
Right.
And don't let somebody else do the research for us, do our own research. And this is why student at the American School of Syntometry, man, it's just absolutely incredible.
I can imagine.
We study physics first to understand the system that the Almighty Source created produce that controls everything.
Okay. Let me take a break here, brother. Let me just say this. Those
yes,
of you who come on late, this is IWDN Radio, The Science of Helping You. I am Rashid Talam, your host and engineer for the night show. And we have Abdul Shaheed, who's on, who's a health coach. He's a health coach and a doctoral student at the American School of Syntomedy. And our focus tonight, we're talking about the mental health condition, and we're breaking down different aspects of how our mental health affects our way of thinking, how crime comes into existence, what's in the drugs that cause our mental disabilities. We talked about prison reentry. We talked about homosexuality. We talked about a lot of different things, and all of it takes us right back to the mental disposition that we are talking about today. If we don't get our minds together, we don't understand the crucial time of our existence and the sense of urgency that has to take place in our lives, and look at this tool of Syntometry is the ability to propagate what we need to realign ourselves to our organizational structure that he's talking about with our body matrix. We are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're already talking about abortions and what they've done to our community. We've already talked about the death rate of healthcare in our country, AIDS and cancers and high blood pressure and all these particular things. We're dying. We're participating in a world that has nothing in mind for us. We're dying faster than any other race. And while we're sleeping, scientists are working on us. We're laying down sleeping. Other people are trying to find ways to take you out of here. So we talked about the drugs and the different types of drugs that take place, not only drugs that we take internally from pharmaceutical drugs in our food, the regular drugs that we take such as marijuana and all those particular things. It has a total effect on our mental health. If we don't understand, let's talk about this abortion thing real quick. Because do you know the number of abortions that are taking place and why are people doing aborting their children? I can't feed them. I don't have enough money. But you have enough sense to lay down and have sex. But now that we're doing these particular abortions, we're affecting our sub-replacement fertility rate. This is important, Abdul. And the reason is,
yes, it is.
We won't be here in 50, 20 years as a physical being. We'll be in the museums. We talked about that. We'll be talked about. You remember them people right there? Yeah, they had the information. They didn't want to listen. You know, the bottom line is we are affecting our future. This word, generational legacies and all this type of thing, it won't happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't consume, if we don't take in the right food for our ability to function as a human being, not as a black person, not as a white person, as a human being. Let's talk about that a little bit and how that affects us and why. Why the thinking process where somebody think they can take the life of somebody?
Yes, Brother Rashid, I sent you an email saying this was a short night for me.
Oh, it is a short night tonight.
But I guess you didn't read it.
No,
no, you're fine. But,
okay, you don't have a few minutes left, huh?
No, I'm already after the hour, and they're calling on me. They're calling me already. Ain't that the best?
Oh, bro.
I had decided to just keep on talking, Brother Rashid. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
but they're calling me. That's all right. We're on to something here.
Yes, sir.
So I just have to give my excuse later on. I have to give my excuse.
Okay. Well, man, we covered a lot of areas.
Would
it
be a family emergency?
Okay, then. So we want everybody to push one on their phone. You know, while you have an opportunity for anything we talked about so far on IWM Radio. It's been a lot said. We talked about the human mind and our disposition as a people. And our concern was how are we going to be here 15, 20 years from now at the rate we're going by not paying attention to the consumption that he just talked about, not paying attention to how our bodies work and our minds work and the things that we are consuming on a regular basis that we just don't understand what it's doing to our inner disposition as a human being. So press one on your phone if you have something to say before he gets away from us. And before he gets into his closing remarks, I'm not going to
keep I decided to stick around, Brother Rashid.
Okay. All right, then. So, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm gonna stick around.
We are blessed. We are blessed. Press one on your phone. We're talking about a subject matter that's off the chain. I mean, we're saying we're going to be real, talk to people like we always talk to people, man. This is really our lives, our children. You know, let's talk about our children, man. You know, this has right to do with abortion. Our children walk out of our house every day, and you let them walk out of their house every day, and you don't know how to explain what we're talking about today to them so they can begin to stop the ignorance, stop what you don't know so they can know. And as my brother always say, you know, let the known take you to the unknown, and that's what we're talking about tonight. You don't know this stuff. You don't know you. That's why we're talking about the science of you, the science of your health, how it affects your thinking process, how your brain essentials work, why we do the things that we do. This is so important. You got to have something to say. I got one hand raised right now. She was on earlier. I think she went and did something, but she back. Sister Mina, I'm not going to tell you
where you're calling from.
We know who you are, so go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. I am calling from the Metro Atlanta area, Clarkston to be specific. But I, you know, I had, yes, you're correct. I had come on, but then I got a call, and guess who it was from? My original imam from Bridgeport.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I had told him about, because you know, we've been playing phone tag for the longest, you know, I call and leave messages, and then, you know, I wasn't sure whether he called me back or whether it was somebody in the family had called me back, because I had heard my imam had had a stroke a while back. So I wanted to, you know, from some other believers, just kind of give him, let him know about the information about symptometry. And I just sent him the link. I just sent him the link because I mentioned when he called me the other day, after months of us, you know, not reaching each other, you know, I was on the way to visit somebody who I had heard was in the hospital, a believer, and he was telling me about, you know, he's better. He said he had the stroke, but you know, we started talking about, you know, the believers, the you know, specifically the pioneers, the ones that have been around a while, and how our health, we need to get back to our health. We really do. And so we were just talking about that phenomenon of, you know, what has gone on with this upside down of the healthcare regarding all of this, whatever they call it. You know, they got all these different names for the plandemic, pandemic, aftermath, and all this other stuff that is so much controversy that we're on the other side of, so called. But it's just that the bottom line is our health is in a state of emergency. We need to just deal with getting our health back on the level that it should be on. So what I was going to ask, and I'll hang up and listen, is I heard you speak about, okay, you know, what the correct nutrients and all of that, and the balance of hormones that the woman should have. What about the men? What about the men, you know, regarding, you know, childbirth and all of that, you know, they need to eat right too and find out about, you know, how to produce good sperm or whatever, you know.
Yes,
and then the other thing is,
that's a good question. Go ahead.
What about the dental? I'm back on that dental, you know, regarding symptometry. And I'll hang up and listen. Salaamu alaikum.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's an excellent point.
Question. Yes, sir. Why don't you do this? We're gonna take that question that she asked about what about the men? That's a good one. They'll take it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
So if you could just touch on, let's just get this abortion piece out the way real quick. Then we'll talk about the stroke that the imam is on the phone via internet or basically on the phone itself. And so you can push one on your phone and ask a question. And then the dental piece, you know, I know we can hit those three real quick with some particulars. I use that word, some particulars.
Yes.
But if you can, you know, I really want to get into this abortion piece on why people think that this is okay, and how the effect of the mindset has to do with someone thinking that's okay. And it may be okay in some situations and circumstances. I'll let you kind of allude to that, and then we'll get to the stroke, and then we'll talk about the dental piece that she has. Okay, go ahead, Doc. The floor is yours.
Excellent. When it comes to the men or the man, his sperm is very, very important, Sister Amina, very important. That's what ignites the life. That's what carried the energy to ignite the life. Just like the mother, the man should have a full reservoir of HDL. A full reservoir of HDL to produce the best of sperms. Got a billion sperm chasing to the egg. And the fastest and the strongest, you'll be the one to make it there to fertilize the egg. Once the egg is fertilized, that's it. It's done. See, the egg had been fertilized. Nothing else can fertilize it. It's done. So naturally, this is what should happen. Within 5 years, the mother and the father should be eating scientifically, and they should be experiencing pregnancy management at the American School of Cytometry, and they should have a certified cytometry health course to work along with them so to select their food scientifically and cook it scientifically. The mother should not be on any drugs, no pharmaceutical drug whatsoever, because it can damage the baby.
That's what it's to mean.
Because of those things we already mentioned, the mineral salts, the halogen, the alkyl, will compromise the cells. It is the cell, the neurons that run the brain and the body that builds the baby. Trophic blasts, and everything is timed to build the baby. And the mother must have the proper nutrients. If the nutrients are not there and something needs to be built, the timing is there, the trophic blast is going to build it without all of the nutrients. This is how babies have hole in their heart, part of the brain missing, arm missing, toes missing, for the very reason I just said. There are no mystery. And more of us need to be learning this therapeutic science called cytometry. And I get on the phone and these calls every week, screaming at the top of my voice to get people to try to sound the horn. The Almighty created us perfectly. It is we who do not understand how this body operates. We have everything inside of us to do whatever we need to do. So sure, the father must have a strong, powerful sperm. It is the energy that ignites life. It is the igniter. It carries those genes from my ancestor. Carries them. So we need a full reservoir of HDL to produce a healthy sperm. So that answers that part. Now, the other question, when it comes to dentistry, Brother Rashid, I've already mentioned, people just don't be listening. The FB axa. There's a bacteria that live in our mouth. If we don't keep the pH where it should be, he's the pH police, the pH enforcers. The pH is the alkalinity and the acidity of our body. There's a certain part, most of the of our body should be acidic. It, that way by design. If we change it, change that pH to become alkaline, we're in trouble. People are brushing their teeth with soda, baking soda. Baking soda is alkaline. The mouth is acidic. 6.5 on the pH scale. You change the pH, streptococcus is going to come out. Drill a hole in your teeth. Drill a hole in your enamel and your tooth. Your teeth. Then in that, they go down to the puck. In the puck, you find the nerves and the blood vessels that nourish the puck and the teeth. And they just go anywhere they want to. Right below your mouth is your heart. And that's where they're going to go to weaken your heart. So bad teeth can cause many, many diseases in our body. Heart failure, collagenic fiber falling apart. And your doctor would not have a clue. They would not be able to measure these things. But you know something will be wrong with you. There's a streptococcus that releases a hormone, not a hormone, but an enzyme. This enzyme, Brother Rashid, is very toxic. it would neutralize all of the component of our collagen. So it began to fall apart. That enzyme is called hyaluronidase. Hyaluronidase. And its whole job is to disintegrate cartilage. And this explains why there are some people, as they age, they shrink. They get smaller. They're not as tall as they used to be. It is because of that streptococcus producing that enzyme, which is toxic. Their frame becomes frail and brittle because the collagen is being disintegrated. Your doctor would not have a clue. And there's nothing he can do to stop it.
Would it have anything to do with knee ligament replacements and hip replacements?
Yeah,
and
same
that
thing. Yeah, anywhere where cartilage is deteriorating, your back, your knee, your ankle, your finger, your elbow, even your spine. That's why the person would shrink. The spine is getting smaller. It's coming together. And pretty soon the person will be paralyzed because the structure will not be able to hold up the body. Won't be able to hold the body up. Person will become paralyzed. Wheelchair bound, bedridden. This is how it's done, Brother Rashid. It's a microbe. Mm-hmm. And they think they have the answer? No, they don't. They don't. The knee, the hip, all these things.
Man, this has been outstanding. This has been outstanding information, you know, and I can't stress the importance of anyone who's on the line today and want to get this recording. This recording is worth money. It's worth gold. To hear the type of information that you're hearing, we've covered some serious areas, Brother Shaheed. You know,
yes, sir. Let me say a couple more words about the dinner, Brother Rashid. Let me say a couple more words about the dentistry.
Please.
Centimetry is coming with a whole other section called centimetry dentistry. It is the fullest application of quantum physics to dentistry.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? What I just said? Quantum physics.
Yes, sir.
The science that deals with the unseen. Dental and gum diseases result from the replacement of nutrients, resources, and essentials in the pup. Those things are being blocked. How are they being blocked? Based on what you're eating. You change the pH of your mouth. You're eating acidic foods. You're drinking acidic beverages like apple juice, orange juice, lemonade, coffee, tea. You don't believe it, but I'm telling you what the truth is. So the essential to build the puck, the dental nerves, the parasternum, that's the bone tissue that covers every bone of our body, anything that's adjacent to it, above it, or below it, or next to it, will be affected if that parasternum is filled with garbage that you did not ionize. Maintenance and repair is part of our responsibility, Brother Rashid, and we're going to talk more about that too. Maintenance and responsibility. We have to remove these things. So our gum, there's garbage there in our gum. Below the gum line, more garbage, blood clots, crusts, casts, urates, exudates, concretion, recombinants, all these things are found at our gum line in our mouth. And centimetry has a way to remove all of these things. It is this replacement coupled with plaque, sugar metabolites, and the oil of wintergreen. Oil of wintergreen, anything that has that minted flavor is oil of wintergreen. Don't use it. Do not use mint toothpaste. Do not use oil with the mint to taste to it. Peppermint, spearmint, all these things. Do not use them. They're poison to you. All the wintergreen inhibiting the nourishment of the dentin and enamel that causes dental caries or dental decay. as the toxin of the bacteria blocking mineralization caused the deterioration of the tooth and teeth, the gums, and the epithelium tissue that lines the entire mouth. Do I need to say anything else, Brother Rashid?
Oh, brother, you know, I got about $6,000 of dental work, so I'm listening. You know, yeah, I'm
take care of the pH of your mouth. Don't let that bacteria, streptococcus, get out of control. He is a pH enforcer. He will deliver to break down our body. We break the rule. We should know where everything's supposed to be acidic. We should know where in our body supposed to be alkaline, and we must keep it that way. Our blood is alkaline, 7.2, 7.4. If you over-acidify it, if you over-alkalize it, you have problems with the microbes that your doctor would not even see with those fancy instruments that they have. The electronic instrument cannot measure them. So he won't be able to help you. Not even your dentist would be able to help you. They don't know either. They don't study physics. They don't use particulates. They don't do it. So it is particulates that will remove these things from our body. I mentioned the maintenance and the repair that we have to do. Why we have to do maintenance and repair? Because we eat food every day 3 and 4, 5 times. This is where the problem is at. We eat food to live. And food produces debris and garbage in our kidneys, colon, excretory organ is doing only 10% of what needs to happen. You need to do the rest of the 90%. First, you have to be educated about it. So repair and maintenance of our body mechanism is a priority. We must be taught the importance of body mechanism, putting and repairing our body mechanism along with maintaining them give us the advantage, Brother Rashid, for a healthy longevity. Yes. And the only way to repair a malfunctioning body mechanism is to give it subatomic particles called particulates, electrons, protons, positrons, neutrons.
Well, I know one thing. I'm gonna take this recording and send it out to everybody I know, because this is one of the most complete programs we've had. We talk, even though all the things that we're discussing right now, we have discussed in part and parcel, but to bring it together like we did tonight with this mental health, and then taking some mental health all the way down to every part of our body. You know what I'm saying? It's just an amazing production.
And there's so much more I can say about mental health, Brother Rashid. There's so much more we can say about mental health and the trauma.
We're going to continue next week. We're going to continue next week with this, because, you know, when we say we can magnify the message, but we can, you know, what the kids say, TMI, you know. So once again, welcome to IWBM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. And we have Abdul Shaheed on from the American School of Tentometry, who is in the doctoral program there, and he's sharing with us information that we know for a fact that we never heard of before. And for those of us who are on the line, for those of us who are on the internet, my phone, I haven't got one response on my phone, and those of you, like, press one on your phone before he has to leave us, because I know for a fact he's talking about some condition that somebody on this Blog Talk Radio queue has had or have. You know, we talked about so many wonderful things on the mental health piece. That's what we wanted to focus in on this week and next week. We started earlier last week with the mental health piece to talk about our culture and how our culture affects our identity, how identity affects the way we think. And to add in the health piece to this really gives a nuance, gives a new flavor to the mental condition that we find ourselves. And we started out saying that, you know, those of us who weren't on early, and I mentioned the sub-replacement fertility rate, and I think he shared with us why that won't take place because of the condition that we find ourselves in via abortions, via crime, via drugs, via homosexuality, via health problems. And here we're talking about the health issues that center around why we can't produce 2.15 children per woman in our community. This has to happen, ladies and gentlemen. If it does not happen, and we're already below, as of right now, we are below the sub-replacement fertility rate, which has to do with our longevity on being on this planet as an ethnic group. Everybody else doesn't. Europeans do it. Chinese do it. Everybody's doing it except for us. And the goal and the scheme right now is to make sure we don't do it simply because we are wiping ourselves off this planet. In 15 to 20 years, I'm telling you guys something. If you don't get scientific, if you don't get some physics, some quantum physics in your thought process, and some chemistry in your biology, our community will not be here. We're about two generations. About two generations, we don't correct this problem. We don't correct our thinking process. We don't understand the realignment that has to take place in our thinking and get our genes functioning the way they're supposed to function. You know, it's going to be a sad day for us in history.
Yes, it is, Brother Rashid.
Talking about it in the history books. We'll be writing about it in the history. And then we always know cytometry is the study of the living cell. 200 cell types. Do you understand what we're saying to you? 200 cell types. 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up our human anatomy. We have all different types of things that are taking place within this community of self that we're talking about. I always refer to that book by Naeem Akbar. Read the book Community of Self. There's a community functioning in you. You know, remember that song we used to sing? The hip bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the bit. You know, that's real. That's real. Mess one of those systems up and watch the rest of the systems fall apart. And that's all I'm saying. The mental capability, that malfunctionality has a lot to do with our health care, ladies and gentlemen. Press 1 on your phone if you have a question. Press 1 on your phone if you have a question. You know somebody in your family has one of these problems, whether it be heart disease, whether it be cancer, high blood pressure, whether it be a hip bone, a hip replacement, a knee replacement, a spine problem. You know good and well you don't stand up straight no more because your spine is losing its structure. You know this. Let's not play with ourselves. Let's not play with ourselves because when you play with yourself, you play with your community. You play with your ethnic body. You play with your children. We must be able to talk to our children. We must be able to drive our children to cytometry to just get an education. Nobody said you had to sit down and do what we say, but you surely have to educate yourself about who you are and what you are as a person. So with that, press 1 on your phone if you have a question for Brother Abdullah, the Brother Shaheen. Abdul Shaheen. Oh, man, I've had so much stuff. I've been on so many podcasts, brother, man. Forgive me, man.
I understand.
You know, I'm just trying to get this message out. This is one tape I'm going to take, and I'm going to make sure it gets out to people because it's so efficient. You know, we're walking towards a gallows. That's a hanging noose sitting there. We don't even know what it's for. We're walking into a death toll and don't even know we're going to die. And I hate to say, let's be frank. We're not going to be here at the rate that we should be here if we don't take care of our health. Therefore, our children are not going to be here because they don't know what you're hearing on this program tonight. Longevity, how to maintain good health, how to have optimal health in their lives, how to be able to take their children and share the same information with their children and don't make the same mistake that we're making right now by not pushing one. Push one on your phone. You got a problem. You know, if you were healthy, you wouldn't be on the line. If you had it like that, you wouldn't be listening to us right now. You'd have hung up by now.
Exactly. Absolutely, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. So you hear every week, and those of you who have hung up because maybe I said something hurt your feelings, guess what? It's your loss, not mine. This education is essential, just like brain essentials, just like any other essential we talk about here on the program. So those of us who may have a question, please press 1. And he's gone overboard for us tonight, so we have 20 minutes left. We want to make sure we get the best out of what he has to say. And I don't think we really need to cover a whole lot more because I think what we've gotten tonight on mental health is efficient, Abdul. It really is efficient. So let's magnify the message just a little bit and share a little more information about some of the other issues that we have. I'm not going to talk about interracial marriage because somebody may get mad at me. You know, I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to give you one example on how one generation will be gone. We have a brother called Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City, Missouri, who's from mixed parents. He married a European woman. He just had a baby, and the baby looks like a European. His history, of African-American culture is gone. Unless that child marries an African-American person, his generation no longer exists. This is how quickly they can get rid of us, through interracial marriage. We have to pay attention to that. I'm not telling you not to marry nobody, but you don't see Chinese running around marrying black folks. You don't see Asian running around marrying European in a manner in which will eliminate them from history ethnically. People are marrying into their own race simply because it's about self-preservation. We have to be able to preserve ourselves. If we don't produce what we're supposed to produce, we will not be on this planet culturally. That's all I'm trying to say to you. And we know what happened with police brutality. How many African-American people are killed by policemen throughout this country? How many people are dying from AIDS and cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and liver condition, and all those types of things? How many people are in prison with ignorance, not knowing what to do and how to do it? How many people are dying from drugs or on drugs? Crime, black-on-black crime, abortion. We add all these things together, and you're talking about the great elimination of a whole community. We can do some scientific factors, Abdul. We can take one of our college students, take 43 million people, and take these factors and put together and tell us how long we're going to be here if we don't live up to the cell replacement rate. And you'll find out. I guarantee you. I'm just doing the top of my – in 20 years, if we don't correct this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to leave it like that. You add in the blank. 20 years is coming whether we'll be here or not. Are we going to be here in the manner which we're supposed to be as an ethnic group? So we do have a hand raised here. We have Amina back on the line. Amina, could you please make it brief for other people to get on, because we don't want to take up too much of your time. Amina, your mic is open.
Salamu alaikum. I'll talk real quick. There's a sister that I know very well who just let me know. She texted me today about, and this is an example of you know, our children being caught up in these, I don't know what to call it, a matrix, traps, whatever.
Yes,
you know,
some
boys in her son's class, the sister's class, attacked him. And the mother got mad at her for defending her son. And the school allowed it to happen, and she had to press charges. So, you know, this is what is going on that we need to address. You know, if and this is why, you know, the prisons are full of our young people, our demographic. She's had to go forward with it because they're trying to smooth it over. Oh, you know, and you know, he has a big. They're hoping it's not a concussion or whatever else, you know, big injury on his head. And you know, she has to go back to the take him back to the doctor, you know, and hope that more damage hasn't been done because he's already been injured. So this is you know, they need to know these parents that want to take up for their sons when they do these kind of, you know, attack people, bully people. Everybody in the class is upset, and they're, you know, so we need to really deal with these situations. So I just wanted to mention that, and then the high divorce rate. We did, so it's like nobody is really educating themselves and looking at, okay, well, we have to fix these mistakes that we've made, and
yes,
the reason being is that nobody wants to find out new information. They just keep going with the same foolishness. I'll hang up with you.
Thank you so
much
for sharing. We appreciate you. And, and you're right. We have to address these particular issues. And, you know, and this is why we're here, trying to correct the mental condition and the thinking processes of who we are, what we are, and have a sense of purpose. You know, our problem is that we don't have a sense of purpose or understanding about things, and this is so important for us to grasp and understand. And as we begin to wind down here, Brother Abdul, you know,
yes.
There's so many things we talk about. We haven't even talked about life insurance. We haven't even talked about our children going to school or revocable trust. We haven't even talked about those things which will make sure that we don't continue.
Absolutely.
The preparation and the transition and the stabilization that must take place for us to be here. If we love our community, we say, I love African-American people. Please, what are you doing? What has your being here contributed to the growth factors in our community? What are you doing? Let's take a deep look in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, all of us. And I hope we didn't say anything that hurt anybody's feelings or stepped on any toes. We're not trying to, but education is education, and truth is the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if you don't want to be set free, you don't want to hear this truth. And I don't have any problem with it. I have no problem with it. If I said it the wrong way or too emotional, forgive me. Only God is going to forgive me for those mistakes I make. I'm going to ask for that forgiveness if I said something that was out of whack. But the bottom line
Absolutely.
Is we have to begin to share this information. Those of you who want to get a copy of this, and send it to a friend. Send it to a child. Send it to your dude. If you think our young people don't want to hear this, you're sadly mistaken. They're mad at us for not doing what we're supposed to do. You know, they say, you know, y'all don't listen to us. You want us to listen to you, though. True, because we don't give them the tools that they need, and plus we don't bring them here in a proper mental state for them to even function as a human being. And that's our concern, human being. And if you can share with us real quickly how we create our own criminals in our own household as you wind down, and then give us your closing remarks, my good brother.
Yes, sir, Brother Rashid. And we touch upon a lot of different things, but all these things are connected. They're all connected.
Yes.
And at least now we have a school. We have a therapeutic we can come to get help. But
yes.
People have to want help in order to receive help.
Yes, sir.
So here's what happened without good mental results, Brother Rashid, and good HDL. Our cell and our body will not be nourished. And our tissue will crumble. Our tissue will crumble. We got the brain tissue will what? Crumble. I'm explaining to you as to what happens when we do not take care of our health and learn the things that we're talking about here, the health rule, the laws of physics, how to keep the microbes satisfied and pleased. They're already in us. They don't have to come from anywhere. They don't need a vector. Already inside of us. So it's very important. Also, without mineral salts, whatever our cell produce will not last. The neurotransmitter, the neurons, the body is central, the brain is central. If we don't have these mineral salts and our cell must produce them based on what we're eating, they will not last, Brother Rashid. Our body will fall apart. And this is what's happening to us. Our body will fall apart. There's trauma that we have experienced for generational trauma. The following trauma caused the kind of shock that caused a short-term or long-term disruption of metabolic activity in the human person. That includes brain activity. You understand what we're saying here? Brain activity, Brother Rashid. And we've gone through all of these trauma for generations. Now we are here today, and everything are coming to a crossroad. We have to make some decisions. Life is about making choices. We have some things to decide upon. But since our brain is impoverished, there's indecisiveness. We can't make a decision about things. And that's part of the symptoms that we suffer. We have disappointment trauma, separation trauma, all these things we've experienced, divorce trauma, arrest trauma, rape trauma, imprisonment trauma, sudden death trauma associated with the death of a loved one, abandonment trauma. We've experienced all of these things, Brother Rashid, our people. Grief trauma, loss of property trauma. Now, we've lost stuff, had to start over how many times? How many times have our people have to start over, have to leave town? in the 1920s. Sharecropper. People had to leave in the middle of the night. Traumatizing. Leave everything behind. One generation after the next generation. And what are we doing to correct the problems, to make the correction? We keep making the same mistakes, Brother Rashid. This is why we keep going through this. It's not going to change until we change, until we change it. We had to begin to make better decisions. In order to do that, we must take care of our brain. We must understand the difference between chaotic eating and scientific eating. This is what we must understand. This is what we must understand. Abuse, trauma, humiliation. And we've all been humiliated in one form or another. Humiliation. Sometimes it might not be happening to us, but we see things on the television. We see things on the internet. We see things now. We got these phones. They record everything. And we see these. We are traumatized when we see these things. We are traumatized. All of us. We experience the same thing. Humiliated, loss of jobs because of some crazy situation, because somebody got envy and got jealous, and they told a lie on us. We lose our job. Loss of a home. Foreclosure. Many people are going to be foreclosed on, Brother Rashid. They're going to be homeless.
You know I know.
Because by the economic situations being produced on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Inflation? Inflation? That's something that man produced. It's not a natural phenomenon. If the demands are high, the cost should be down. Just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're selling more. What kind of sense is this? It's called exploitation. It's called capitalism. So people will be traumatized for losing their home. Marriage. Miscarriage trauma. How many miscarriages? Because people didn't have symptometry for pregnancy management. They don't even know why the baby did not mature. They didn't know why the pregnancy. No one is learning anything. All we know, I had a miscarriage, and we talk about it so commonplace. You didn't mention the miscarriages that our sisters are having, our mothers are having.
That's right.
Not only the abortions, the miscarriages, unnecessarily, because they took drugs. They ate the wrong food. They drank the wrong beverages. The attitude was off. They shouldn't have been pregnant in the first place. How many times this happened? Death of a child. We live during an era where the parents are burying their children.
Yes, sir.
You just named it, Brother Rashid. We're having to go through it.
Yeah, they told us this. I read an article that they said that this generation of children will not outlive their parents. And, you know, here we are hearing these people tell us, and don't you question, well, how you come up with that? Well, the scheme
exactly.
is to make
don't
sure.
Don't question it. It's amazing. Then we have to deal with, our children have to deal with the bullying at school, on the playground, in the neighborhood. Somebody taking advantage of you. For whatever reason, then you add in the head injury trauma, the real physical trauma, the head. Many times you hit your head and you took it for granted, and you went on. You told nobody nothing. That's concussion. It's a shock. It's a trauma. Man, I can just go on and on and on. Sometimes it's so detailed, Brother Rashid. It is so thorough.
I know.
Nothing is left out.
I'm
and we still,
you,
at the time, we're still discovering things. It's not like we have come to the end. This is only the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be responsible for our own health, Brother Rashid. Nobody's going to become responsible for us. In order for a person to heal, this is what I like to end on. In order for a person to heal, we must be most forgiving. Are we in that situation where we forgive each other? No, we're not. It's hard for us to forgive now because of all of what we've been through. Because of all of what we have been through, it's hard for us to forgive. Absolutely amazing. In order for a person to heal, It must be all forgiven. You must release that negative energy just to move forward. And this is how life is. We can't hold grudges on each other. We had to pick up the pieces, forget the spilled milk, and move forward and help our young people. That's what we have to do. There's no doubt about it. We have to survive. We have everything we need to survive and thrive on this planet. Predatory. We at one point in time were the most creative people on the planet, and we are new people now. And we can choose the direction we want to go into. We have symptometry to get our health together. Every endeavor we engage in, Brother Rashid, health must be a priority.
Right.
In order for us to be creative, in order for us to be the most valuable self person, to become our best self, we have to take care of our health. We have to understand these concepts and principles that symptometry offer us. We have to understand them. And they are easy to understand if we take the moment to have a change of mindset.
Right.
A change of mindset. That's what it's going to take. We can't. We have to say, well, I don't know this. And I need to learn this.
Absolutely.
And go from there. There's so much detail that's engaged here, all related to our health. Is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's the role and responsibility we're going to have to take, and that's the goal and objective that we're going to have as community development people, as community advocates. We're going to have to come up with a strategy such as this to affect our children, and more importantly, our children. But, you know, there's two things that you said that were really pertinent tonight. One was about dentistry, how serious it is in your heart. The other one was about music. You know, I keep listening, these kids listen to this rap stuff, and the sound of that bass, it's like, man, it's disturbing to my soul. And then when you mentioned the fact that soft vibration and heavy vibration, so what you said about you upset the inner workings of your body with heavy vibration, this is why these children are acting the way they're acting, man.
That is it. Everything is reduced to vibration. This is how the genes collect information, Brother Rashid, and how it will collect unlimited amount of data because everything is reduced to vibration.
Yes, sir.
And it's carried from one generation to the next generation. This is how it is. This is how it's done.
Okay.
And this is how the brain is able to continue to learn. Without exploding.
We're gonna have to continue this conversation next week so we can put the time to do diligence. We can't get off this subject for a while. I like to close this year out with this powerful understanding that we can't be the same people that we are in 2022. We just can't be and have success. You know, because the pressure of society, the pressure of, you know, the politics, the pressure of the education, the pressure of all the economics is beginning to take a toll on our disposition. It really is taking a toll. I see it every day, every single day. People can't even make good decisions. People are arguing about things they have no business arguing about. They're fussing and fighting, can't get along in court. They got their mind made. That's the whole I am. That's the way it is. It ain't not the way you are. Stop this. So once you give your closing remarks, we're going to take over this subject next week.
Yes, sir.
I do want to hear more about the dentistry piece because I said, you see, I got $6,000 dentist bill. I need to know a little bit more than I know. Okay.
Yeah, you need to learn about those microbes and how you keep them happy inside of your mouth.
Yeah.
And don't upset them.
They've been happy because I got $6,000 work saying they've been. Hey, I got $6,000 work saying they've been happy. Okay.
Absolutely. Here's the thing, Brother Rashid. We like to end up with. And we certainly appreciate the opportunity to share this information of symptometry, symptometric signs, to kind of wake our people up to the real signs. The other stuff is pseudoscience. We're far beyond what we've been told. How many individuals on this planet have not been traumatized in one way or another? None. How many people are not suffering from the effects of multiple traumas on their tissue? None. Every person has been traumatized, including the person who lost their bags at the airport. Traumatized every single day. Trauma caused the cell to lose nutrients. They become dehydrated. they become nutrientless, which means the cell will not be able to produce brain eccentric, body eccentric, cell eccentric. Trauma changes a person's behavior, Brother Rashid. It changes their perspective on life and personality, and it influences the decision-making process. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you, bro.
This is the root cause. There is no other. Trauma, the effects of slavery on us for generations with no help. Now it's coming to a grinding halt. All these things happen at the same time in this generation. And we who know better have to do our part to correct the situation. It's not the end of the world. It's just a challenge that we have to come up and master. We have what we need. We have to take it seriously and do our part. That's my appeal to all of us. That's my appeal. Trauma brings about strong and coarse vibration in the human being. And this is where the problem is. The strong and coarse vibration of trauma explains why some individuals are insensitive or indifferent to other people's trouble. Why some people are remorseless and conscienceless. Why some people are sadistic, cold-hearted, and cruel. But I don't have to say anything else. If this doesn't bring the message home about what we need to do, I don't know what will.
Well, I'm going
to
make
the ball
sure
is in our court, Brother Rashid. We can choose to go any direction we want to. We can choose to not only survive, but thrive.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the troposphere, we've been through everything. So now why not establish ourselves based on the truth from the straight from the Almighty? We know how to access that truth. And there'll be an unlimited amount of resources for us to use to deal with any situation. So, Brother Rashid, I just leave it right there. And I certainly appreciate the listener for taking the time out of the busy schedule to be with us this evening.
Make sure you give out your information again.
Oh, yes, sir. I forgot all about that. But those people who have a need to contact us, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. Please visit this website. There have been many articles posted on the website this week, Brother Rashid. Many articles posted. The cure for gangrene. The cure for gangrene, so people don't have to have their toes and foot and leg amputated, Brother Rashid. The cure for gangrene when your doctor do not have a cure. They just keep cutting. Cutting and amputation is not a cure. The cause of strokes, why we have strokes, Brother Rashid, why we have blood clot. The blood clot is being produced by a microbe. Your doctors don't have a clue. They're clueless. So please go to the website, read the information, pull up this stuff and see what is the cause of your condition and what has to happen to reverse it. All diseases are curable. It's up to the person who has it. We'll make that determination. The website to the American School of Symptomatry, not for profit, is amsos.org. amsos.org. Brothers and sisters, we have another program on AM360 that most of you know about. It is called Optima Health. It comes on Mondays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a marvelous program on yesterday. You need to go there, put on podcast, and listen to the yesterday's recording. I had one of my classmates with me again, and she did a marvelous job explaining many concepts about symptomatry. especially the scientific cooking and scientific eating and scientific living on this planet. Made an excellent presentation. Please check it out. Go to am360.org and tune in next Monday. Bring somebody with you and get this fantastic scientific verifiable science so you can share it with yourself, become a health coach or self-coach, and help yourself, your family. And this is how we do it, one family at a time, one person at a time, and change our trajectory. Our destiny is in our own hands. All we have to do is choose to be successful. That's it. It's a choice. Don't allow the forces to push us here and there. Take a stand. Brother Rashid is absolutely amazing. The information that's available, we have pure, scientific, verifiable information to share with people. And you can share, Brother Rashid, the program on Tuesday, The Science of Health in You. And I think I said enough. I think I said covered everything. And we certainly appreciate you being our engineer tonight and our co-host. You did an excellent job. We greet all the people here, the listener, with the greeting of peace, or assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you once again, brother, for the valuable information that you shared with us tonight. And this is IWDM Radio. We do have other programs that take place each and every week here on IWDM, so we want to make sure that you are updated and upgraded on all those types of programs. And I'd like to bring in our public service announcer, my good friend, Mark Shaheed. Yeah, Mike, it's open, my good brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished, esteemed co-host, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM Radio listening audience. The beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow, Wednesday, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab will take a new time just for tomorrow to accommodate the MGM Roundtable. We'll have both productions, but there will be flip-flop, if you will. The MGM Roundtable will begin tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. We will have as my special guest the international entertainer extraordinaire, our good brother, Preacher Moss. He will be joining me at the MGM Roundtable. You don't want to miss it. And I have a special segment there. It's going to be called Ask the Preacher. So you don't want to miss that, as this year he was the MC there at the Time to Be Grateful 2022 in Washington, D.C. to make special accommodations. The MGM Roundtable will be aired in the first hour. And in the second hour, it will be the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slow, Dean, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. So it begins tomorrow here on IWDM at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And then it'll be followed by the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And Thursday's Assisted Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, with Quran Shakir from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. She joins yours truly here. And you don't want to miss that. It's a big continuation on communications and male-female relations. And we're going to have a special, special surprise for you. So you don't want to miss that. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time this Thursday on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day worldwide. For those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, you want to tune back into IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. That's this Friday and every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time this Friday for Salatul Jumu'ah. the longest running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People, once again with the very distinguished, esteemed email Mikhail Sayer. And that begins at 1 p.m. Eastern, is high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And the beginning of each and every week, you just heard it live. Once again, a very informative, very educational learning lab with the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning co-host, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. The Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, it begins each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And we also want to remind you to please keep your subscription of the Muslim Journal up, and if you have the wherewithal, try to make it a gift to a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a pioneer, or your local library. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, this Salam is for you and yours into the IWDM Radio. And so back to you, Rashid.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Walaikum assalam.